You might say that I should shut my pie hole. If a song's too long, then what's it matter to me? And you might say, turnaround time is awesome. Who cares if next week no one knows what the song even means? You might say, just be glad these songs get played. But that's my point, I want these songs to still get played. So keep it to a minute, with only one verse in it, no refrain. And save those extra lyrics for those who wanna hear them, I'm sure they're great. Did you know I built a website to collect all these songs online to hear again? Put your extended version up there, that compromise seems fair, my friends.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for December 10th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today, as previewed in that intro song there, we'll get some of my preachy jingle philosophy on just-in-time songs and off-topic songs. But before that, we have 11 new songs to play. Last week, I wasn't feeling too well. I was a bit rushed. I neglected some really great songs. So I wanted to go back and play a few of those new songs along with a lot of the great new songs from this past week. And we're going to get right to it here before we get into some featured segments and a really fun mailbag today. So first, we have a collaboration with Hunting the Snark and KJ to Adele's Hello. And this is wonderful. And then Patrick Moffitt with an updated version. This is so great. A song that he did over a year and a half ago that finally made Tony's show yesterday. This is You'll Never Get Wilbon to Be Surprised with some slightly updated lyrics. Then another collaboration by Bill Bardo and Brad Weiss, a Springsteen song, Baboon Land. And the original Jungle Land is one that I'm thinking that at some point this is like an end of season song or some other really epic collaboration. But for the time being, it can be about baboons and the crazy world that we heard about during the news segment this past week. Then John Neisminger and his wife Lauren teaming up on a wonderful Disney song. And the Disney songs always make such great jingles, part of his world. Steve Lipton and John Fitzpatrick collaborating on Beg. And then KJ with just a wonderful twist on a lyric. I mean, just the title of this one made me laugh. These glutes aren't made for golfing, about Tiger Woods. So we'll play these six songs to start. On the other side of this, we'll play five more new songs. So stick around. Lots of great new content here, along with a little chatter by me later in the show.
Hello, Tony. I keep missing you and just get in your voicemail box machine. I've forgotten your soul. They have tried to teach you different, but you don't do what you're told. Hello, Mr. Tony. I call you, cell, you don't answer, 'cause you say you don't care. If you were younger, you might see that your phone stays in your pocket, not in your car seat. That's the difference between free subway and lunch with me. 'Cause your cell phone is outside in the front seat of your ride. I should have known better than to call your car phone. I guess I'd be better trying to reach you at home. Your phone is still outside. still at PTI. And I don't mean to bother, I don't mean to complain, but when you get this to Michael, I think it's gonna rain later on.
Looking at a man who lives way out west. You start to dish Chicago, he puffs out his chest. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Will Bond to be surprised. Clemson, Oklahoma, you know he had that. And he knew that thief in Florida wasn't coming back. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Will Bond to be surprised. Kevin Sheehan does his best to tell you when it's gonna snow. But if you want the weather, don't waste your breath. Just call him Michael Will Bond, cause he already knows. Everything he touches turns into gold, while Tony sits across from him just getting old. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Will Bond to be surprised.
The primates had an argument at the Toronto Zoo last week. The old Queen Betty had ended her reign over before her time. Princess Molly's sitting on top of a rock, grooming lice off her sister Susan. Molly thinks she's the next, takes a look around, it's her turn to rule. She picks up the crown and parades out to hang with the apes. Well, the tough old gal puts her runs through the monkey house, chasing Susan and primogenitor Molly. And there's hair-pulling lacerations, but hey, that's the baboon way. If you don't like it, you can get out. This night there's a battle, then a truce. As they take their stand down in Baboon Land.
Perceptions replete. Wouldn't you think he's the mensch? The mensch who has everything. Look at his car, his phone that it holds. Sunglass on specs for someone who's so old. On Channel 8 you can see, sure, he's got everything. He's got bocce and golf balls aplenty. He's got parking and houses galore. You want shish kebabs? Mike's made 20. But who cares? No big deal. He wants more. He wants to dine where the Sorkins are. He wants to golf with those black while laughing. He wants those cookies like, what do you call them? Oh, Hydrox. Uber black drivers don't take him far. Standing in line is out of the question. He wants his own lane on the, what's that word again? Street. Up at the top. Wish I could be
I've seen your picture. Now that's a face for radio. Watch you and your TV crew, but not when you're on ESPN2. And when you smile for the camera, I think you're gonna break it, Tone. You talk a whole lot about the local weather, all the meals you eat too. More chicken parm for you, Alaskan salmon from Anita. You like the free stuff better, yeah.
Beat me. Convinced I'd pass a check, I confess. But I got caught a messin' where I shouldn't have been a messin'. And from that point on, I've been one hot mess. And now these glutes aren't made for golfing. But I'll tell you what else is true. One of my flaccid glutes is worth more than 10 times all of you.
Yeah, that one is just perfect. Yeah. Yeah. All right, KJ, with these glutes aren't made for golfing. All right, now next new song segment here. Ron Moretti, always reliable for a very TK Jingle specific tune. This one's no exception. I want to be a TK Jingler. I love that Ron is doing these songs apparently just for me or just for us at this point. I don't see this one making Tony's show, but it's wonderful. And then Sean Morrissey with Bagel City, an Eagles parody in the city. And then a wonderful new Kevin's Winter Forecast song. We got two of them here. First one is Steve Lipton with Kevin's White Christmas. And Steve lets us know that all song notes are sponsored by Chico's Bail Bonds. When you absolutely positively have to get out of jail overnight, Chico's bail is bonds. And then Byron and Jason collaborating on Winter is the End, a great Doors song. And then a very bizarre but creative and kind of representative of what makes TK Jingle so wonderful and surprising, Brad Weiss with First Time Long Time, a theater of the mind, experiment and God knows what. Enjoy these five wonderful new songs.
I wanna be a TK Jingler. I wanna learn to write and rhyme. I wanna send a tune to Nigel so he will give me some airtime. I wanna sing like KJ on stand and write like Jerry and Joe. I wanna be a TK Jingler on Mr. Tony.
Except that it's bagels. And we get.
Oh, that's right. We ought to get
every
bagels.
Day from Bagel City.
It's
we
well
get
documented.
Comparable bagels and breakfast.
You just gotta listen to the show.
Serving up breakfast and bagels. Out beyond the Rockville Pike. TK and guests know there's no better. Paying tribute to a bald orange guy. It's incomparable, the service, littles delivered literally. day. To get a job that way, you're unemployed, and hey, that's where you stay. Bagel City. Bagel City. Hey, nice try.
Jim's calling for a white Christmas. Not that he or his colleagues really know if his forecast is right on. Motel 6 will leave the lights on in case of a negative anyhow. Shins predicting us a white New Year's with every DC lottery ticket that he buys. May the cold air start damning nonstop, and may your Maxwell house be good to the last drop. Sheehan's wistful for a hunker down February, just like the ones without El Nino. With 2 minute Chipotle discounts and snow, total amounts to make skiing to the refugee Safeway feel apropos. Sheehan's dreaming of a March snowstorm with Sheehan boys and Morton's salt. May the movies at the Avalon excite, and may Kevin's winter fear cast be right. Brought to you by KFC. Grab a bucket.
This is the end. Here comes she. Giving you head. Winter fear cast again. A grim snowpocalypse, my friend. The sponsors are locked in again. 2 feet of snow and ice a blend. He'll chuckle when we all have died. She will know how happy Tony's winter misery. Desperately in need of help shoveling snow. So his heart don't go.
Hello, how are you?
Tony Kornheiser Show.
If that doesn't have Nigel's rubbish bin written all over it, I don't know what else does. Brad Weiss with First Time Long Time, a bizarre Adele mashup with a classic audio clip. All right. So now a little feature segment here on Just in Time Songs. So, running this podcast and chatting with folks online, it's well acknowledged, and I just have to caveat this all the time because sometimes I offend people, but I take this too seriously, and I put a lot of energy into it. So please take all this with a grain of salt. This is just my opinion, but I am trying to have some kind of influence on the direction that this thing goes, obviously, by saying this. So this past week, I did a song about Deshaun Jackson that I wrote literally within 5 minutes of the Redskins game ending. I had the idea from the moment that the play happened that I had to do something about it. Kind of came together quickly, sat down and wrote it and sent it into the show within 15 minutes from the game being over. And I don't like that happening very often. I feel like those songs are so timely, so pointed, so specific that, you know, a week or two later, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's not that funny. And then furthermore, I was joining in on the Springsteen Taters project, which I've really resisted because I think the ambition of a sustained 17-week themed jingle thing is awesome. I love the idea of a project like that and having it go on and on. But the word taters is really the only thing that can make me support the word Redskins. It just drives me crazy when people say that. So, I mean, as stupid as it is, the fact that it's the Taters Project, so, God, that just pisses me off. And then, as Brad Weiss pointed out, the whole idea of doing a Bruce Springsteen song every time Liz is on is just so pandering. And she loves it every time, so it's great, I guess, but it just seems too easy. It's like, sometimes when you see a jingle posted on the website by three different people of the same song and it's the same idea, it's because it was kind of right out there and low-hanging fruit. So it seems like it's a little bit too easy. But anyway, having said all that and being as critical as I am of both the just-in-time and then this whole concept to begin with, I jumped right on the bandwagon and did it myself. So obviously, there's something to it. And anyway, so I posted the song and said, I really don't like these just-in-time songs or the football songs, whatever, but, I just felt compelled to do this. And so John Fitzpatrick said, I get that, but after 2 years, there's now such a range of work on the website that the reasons anyone might tune in or to arrive here have diversified greatly from what got this thing started. I've written plenty of football game or story-specific tunes, and ultimately, they're all just songs I was compelled to do. And then Robert Berg says, you might think these football jingles are only good for 24 hours, but this morning I've been singing Lost to the Giants again, and that thing is a year old. If a jingle is good enough, it sticks in your head, and you remain its prisoner forever, maybe. And, all of that is true. One of the things that maybe would help me is if anybody has an idea on how to filter the website differently or have it have different things bubble to the top. One of the things that always concerns me with it, and that's why there's a search box at the very top of the page, is how difficult it is to find content. I want there to be ways to quickly get to content that you might want to hear. So, maybe I need to add additional metadata that classifies things as like a mailbag song or a just-in-time song or a news song. But yeah, I really don't want to have so many data entry points when you're adding jingles, otherwise nobody will do it. If you got to enter in 50 different data categories every time you put a jingle up there, what the hell's the point? So anyway, having said all that, variety is the spice of life. It really, just if we had every song, it was emails, fax, every day it was emails, faxes, and notes, this would have ended a year ago. So I think it's great this has evolved. I think it's great it's changing. My only point when I have these little rants is that I'm just trying to keep the ship afloat and headed in a direction that I think is sustaining. Tony was saying a lot of really nice things about some of the songs I've done recently, but aside from the compliments, what really was gratifying to me is how frequently that he or Gary point out that I get it, in that the song should be 45 seconds, and that I get in, get out, and it's over, and it's, pointed, and it's funny, and punchy, and it's done. So I would just encourage folks, that there is a website if you want to do a really long extended version, like a 3-minute version or a 2-minute version or whatever, but for the stuff with Nigel, one verse, a chorus, no instrumental breaks, unless you're putting time in for Nigel or something, just try to avoid that, because the other thing that we risk doing that I've talked about before is alienating the very people that listen to the show. If there's a 2-minute jingle on there every day, and if it's like a jingle about TK Jingles, then you know, half the audience is going to tune out and say, oh, I'm skipping this segment. And I know some of them already do. I mean, I've gotten email about it or seen on the message boards that, you know, some people always skip the mailbag because they hate these songs now. I think it's a very, very small number. But, you know, I would like to keep it that way. And so anyway, just encourage you all, you know, to keep pushing the envelope, trying new things, doing your own thing, and pushing back on me, like, you know, Rob and John there, that, you know, I could be totally wrong about this. It's just my opinion. But let's continue the conversation. Join the conversation at tkjingles.com. So in this next segment now, I'd like to play a few of these just-in-time songs. And so the first one is the one I mentioned, Deshaun, What Were You Doing? And then the one that was mentioned in the comments by Robert Berg from John Fitzpatrick, Lost to the Giants Again. These are two examples of songs about a specific Redskins game. And then lastly, I think one of the all-time examples of a just-in-time jingle by Mr. Just-in-Time himself, Steve Lipton. This is Black's Not Coming In. And this is about the Nationals not hiring Bud Black as their coach. And there's a couple of comments that I thought were great. The first by Jason Fuse, he says, wow, this is funny stuff, and this is more like time travel turnaround, how quickly you got this one done, impressively fast. And then the second comment here is by Robert Berg. He says, regarding jingle speed, when I get an idea for a song from that day's show, I often wonder if Steve Lipton will already have posted the same song on his site by the time I get home to record it. So anyway, two stupid Redskins songs, and then one song from the master of the turnaround jingle, Steve Lipton. Black's Not Coming In.
There was some awful football in D.C. last night, and near the end the Skins and Cowboys were tied at nine. But then the star receiver tried to save the day by taking the football 23 yards in the wrong way. Deshaun, what were you doing? I mean, seriously, what the f*** were you doing? You can't make this up. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. You can't make this up.
Lost to the Giants again. A parting gift for poor Tom Coughlin. And RG3 found a new way not to score a TD. Another shameful Sunday. Seems like it always will be this way. Haslett can't even stop Odell Beckham with 12 guys. The refs threw out Santana. Looked like Breland was open for that too. And the Giants D went to town sacking RG3. So the headline we'll read today, lost to the Giants again. Cannot stop Odell Beckham. Clock's ticking for Coach Gruden. Lost to the Giants again.
There's a stain on the Nationals where the manager was. Now it's all in the papers how the learners fucked up. I'm sighing to think that they can't get this right. Offering just 1 year is considered a slight. Baker's our man.
All right. Got a note here from T. Chapel Aldridge. He says, I was listening to the podcast and your explanation of the sometimes unwelcome process of inspiration and subsequent compulsion to stop and complete these almost completely superfluous bagatelles in your introduction was the perfect setting in which to inlay the song. The boldness of your choice plus the personalization of the tortuous, and tortious wrongful harm done to the fellow travelers on that stretch, this is I-95, that informs the quality and the passion which you attack the song really, really were the highlight of my day. It also has nothing to do with TK. And, you know, it does kind of have something to do with TK. He had mentioned it a few weeks earlier about driving it, and that's what got me thinking about it. But yes, it was to your point, T-Chap, it was a completely personal song. So it was like a postmodern jingle because I didn't reference Tony's story at all. It was just all my own crap. So anyway, continuing this note, he says, which brings to mind this question. A good parody being a good parody, whatever the subject, you could expand the jurisdiction of the podcast and the site by not limiting the jingles just to the Corn Man. Maybe a side street on the site for display of additional subject matter, or if it were only available, you know, maybe for two submissions of such humor. The best humor always carries with it some danger of this quality. Would only add to the quality of the project. It's great to hear your really selfless work. And I know that T. Chapel Aldridge is relatively new to TK Jingles, having listened to Tony a while ago and now just getting back into it. But for a while, when I first started this podcast, I would feature, I'm thinking back a year and a half ago, I would feature an off-topic song almost every week, especially in the summer of 2014. I think I was doing a lot of those. Something about my family or something that was going on. I tend to do that with pop songs as well, just something stupid that has nothing to do with Tony, and I just keep it here. And the reason for that is that whenever Tony goes away on a hiatus, the traffic to tkjingles.com goes to nothing. So, relatively speaking, it just goes down a lot. So my interpretation of that is the people are coming for the Tony stuff. And I really, other than from like my mom, don't get a lot of feedback about the original songs or the personal songs that are featured in this podcast. So, I mean, if people really do like that, it's certainly a tangent I have considered, you know, more like a Dr. Demento style where it's just funny stuff, where TK is the launch pad. But then there's, you know, some other things that are somewhat related. I'm sure there'll be some more of that at some point. I certainly encourage other people besides me. I think that's one of the reasons I resist it, is it's just kind of my crap. And I'm on here all the time, on Tony's show frequently, so I don't want to just constantly be putting out my own stuff, on here. I would like to be able to mix in some other, you know, other littles and other people that are doing this. So if you have off-topic songs, this is the perfect forum for it. I would love to have a semi-regular segment to play some non-Tony-related songs. So if you have inspiration and ideas, please feel free to contribute that. And having said that, one of the themes from this past summer that I did was political songs about Donald Trump, and I was inspired this morning by his latest asinine, let's keep Muslims out of the country thing, to do Trump/Lump Part 3. Presented here for your enjoyment, this has nothing to do with Tony Kornheiser, but it is a parody song that I think is very topical, timely, and also hopefully funny.
Trump runs his mouth to stay in the news. This week he hates the Muslims, maybe next week it's the Jews. No topic's too extreme, nothing's out of bounds. His poll numbers rise, the more insane he sounds.
He's Trump,
what a hypocrite.
He's Trump,
I don't buy it. Change political parties at least 5 times. It doesn't take a genius to read between the lines. Does what he does to help himself. No morals, no scruples, f*** everybody else.
He's Trump,
he's not PC.
He's Trump,
he's not GOP.
He's Donald Trump, a racist buffoon, no sir. Donald Trump, a shameless tycoon, yes indeed.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Yeah, that's Brad Weiss, that lovely mailbag jingle. I'm not sure what the adjective is for Brad Weiss. I think everybody needs to have an adjective. We'll have to have a contest on that or something. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, if you have adjectives to add to anybody's name, like the incomparable Robert Berg. I wanted to mention to those of you that follow this broadcast that there is a special promotion going on this week in the TK Jingles store. Use the promo code DJAX, D-J-A-X, and get 11% off everything. Go to tkjingles.com/store for all your stupid TK Jingles swag crap. As I was composing the Sean Jackson song, I was tweeting about it online because as Jackson redeemed himself, I thought he was basically screwing over the lyrics that I had partially completed. And Rob Berg and I were going back and forth about it. And Dave Clary commented, he said, "I'm loving the behind-the-scenes view, impact of plays on jingles." And I've thought it would be really cool to have some kind of live jingling thing on Twitter, but I'm concerned like three people would follow it, so it would probably be a waste of time. But the idea of picking an event or a topic or something and then having several people write songs about it in real time or collaborate in real time online would be really cool. So if you have ideas about that, contact me. Maybe we'll get something set up and, you know, maybe two or three people and in similar time zones can make that happen. Then DNR001 says that the I-95 is delicious irony that song I Will Survive was covered by a guy who recently just barely survived both a podcast putsch and pneumonia. And for those asking, I am feeling a little bit better, but I still can't shake this garbage, so it's really keeping me down here, but I'm fighting through it. Then we have a note, Chris Chase, who used to write for Yahoo Blogs, actually, which, as those regular listeners of this broadcast know, is I consider like one of the lowest of the low forms of media in the world. It's just absolute trash. But anyway, Chris Chase left there and got a job with USA Today, and he had a great piece on DeSean Jackson's top five stupid plays of his career. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to do a Google search for it. There's some awesome highlights of DeSean going all the way back to high school, doing things just as stupid as what he did with that 23-yard backwards punt return. And anyway, I tweeted out a link to that article, and Chris Chase replied and made me feel like a real schmuck because I've probably trolled on his articles on Yahoo, like, stop writing this crap. But anyway, Chris responds to me sharing his article and says, "Wow, this is a real honor from the best songwriter in radio. Thank you." And I mean, first of all, I don't write songs, I just write lyrics. But regardless, I was so touched that he knew who I was and is respects what I'm doing here. And it was just such a nice compliment. But it's so random because, like that ass clown, J.E. Skeets, this is somebody who I was not necessarily a big fan of. I don't remember Chris specifically, so it's possible I didn't. But I know that Skeets especially was the worst of the worst when it came to the Yahoo blogs and just posting the most pointless clickbait articles. So that was a very positive thing. Now I wanted to share a few more critical things. And this just goes to show you, you know, everybody's a critic. So the very first Trump jingle that I did, it's been viewed a couple thousand times on YouTube or something. So it's periodically tweeted about. And I search for it every now and then to see if anybody's still tweeting about it or talking about it, if they have any feedback. And so this guy, Mario Castaneda, he says, "Some of these lyrics aren't the best, but I'm glad someone did a Trump song." It's like, what? That just was so soul-crushing to me because, as you know, you probably know, more than anything that I do with TK Jingles, the lyrics are the most important thing. And the crafting that, making it tight, making it funny throughout. I mean, that original Trump song, I mentioned eminent domain, and like there were so many things in there that I thought were very clever and very specific, if you knew anything about Trump and his ridiculous politics. And to get that feedback, like, "Oh, this isn't the best, but, you know, somebody did it, so that's great." It's like, oh, God, that's horrible. And then this is another one that was really disappointing to me and that, you know, agree to disagree. Tom Scott is the brains behind Goodbye RG3. He posted an idea to tkjingles.com, and said, I really hope somebody's doing Goodbye RG3, and here's some lyrics. And he had written a version that I didn't use a single word of. I just didn't like it at all, but I loved the idea that Candle in the Wind was such a heart-wrenching song, and if you could make that about the struggles Griffin was having, it would be wonderful. And so I wrote it from scratch. And so anyway, Tom just commented on the YouTube video now, over a year later, and says, I didn't realize until now that Jerry was doing videos for these songs. Great job. I submitted this idea on the website. I could never produce this song, but I like my original lyrics better. And then he provides them. And it says, you know, Griffin was like a talent in the wind, never throwing who to throw, never knowing who to throw to when the rush came in. The talent burned out long before the contract ever did. And, you know, that was actually the hook of that song, was the hardest thing for me to figure out how to wrap it up, because talent in the wind, talent burning out, I didn't think that that was funny. It kind of matches Candle in the Wind, but I didn't think that it fit the structure at all. And so I really, that's what took me the most amount of time as I sat there on that Black Friday trying to figure out what lyrics I could write. And it wasn't until I came across Shanahan and his kid, I felt like that had that ass sound and sounded like wind, and it fit really well. And so that's what I went with. But so to get that feedback a year later from Tom saying, well, you know, I'm a better lyric writer than you, but, you know, thanks for doing it anyway. I'm like, oh, man, dude, agree to disagree. So anyway, this has been a pretty good podcast episode. I'm feeling a little bit better health-wise. It's been a little bit long-running here because we had so many great new songs this week. This podcast will continue through the holidays. We may have a year-ender up here soon. If you have any feedback, suggestions, find me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TKJingles, or email podcast@TKJingles.com to hear your notes here in the mailbag. And with that said, I'd like to play this lovely clip from today's Tony Kornheiser show that was the most random thing ever, but really gave me a good laugh.
Time magazine, which used to be important, issued its Person of the Year.
Wow. And number one was Angela Merkel.
The Chancellor of Germany.
Yes.
I would not have come up with Merkel. Angela Merkel. No. I would not. I don't know.
Who would you have chosen?
I don't know. I don't know. I probably...
Steph Curry?
No, I probably would have had... Probably ISIS.
Well,
something,
you know,
to do with
Caitlyn
ISIS.
Caitlyn Jenner was in the mix.
No, but
I mean, it's transformative, literally. Yeah.
Right, but I wouldn't have...
Gretchen Wu.
I wouldn't have picked her. I probably...
You know, you
Charlie
Ng.
But Jerry Negrelli.
He would have been top 10.
You could have made a case for Taylor Swift. I mean, she stood up to Apple. She's kind of...
Taylor Swift?
I'm just
He's a Time Magazine Man of the Year. With his 12-jingle writing, Negrelli's inviting a Kornheiser cheer for his most wonderful songs of the year.